Selfish motives exposed. These brothers of Jesus reasoned from the selfish motive of those ambitious for display. Then Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast, I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come." When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. His brothers had spoken to him in a tone of authority. He cast their rebuke back to them, classing them not with his self-denying disciples but with the world. The world does not hate those who are like it in spirit, it loves them as its own. Christ was not to be presumptuous, not to rush into danger, not to hasten a crisis. He knew that he was to receive the world's hatred, he knew that his work would result in his death, but to expose himself prematurely would not be the will of his Father. Many from all parts of the world had come to the Feast of Tabernacles in the hope of seeing Christ. The Pharisees and rulers looked for him, hoping for an opportunity to condemn him. They anxiously inquired, "Where is he?" But no one knew. None dared acknowledge him as the Messiah, but everywhere there was quiet, earnest discussion concerning him. Many defended him as one sent from God, while others denounced him as a deceiver. Meanwhile, Jesus quietly arrived at Jerusalem by an unfrequented route. Had he joined the caravans, public attention would have been attracted to him, and a popular demonstration would have aroused the authorities against him. In the midst of the feast, he entered the court of the temple in the presence of the multitude. It had been urged that he dared not place himself in the power of the priests and rulers. All were surprised at his presence. Every voice was hushed. Standing thus, the center of attraction to that vast throng, Jesus addressed them as no man had ever done. His words showed a knowledge of the sacrificial service and the teachings of the prophets, far exceeding that of the priests and rabbis. As one who beheld the unseen, he spoke with positive authority of the earthly and the heavenly. As at Capernaum, the people were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with power. He made every possible effort to bring them to repentance. He would not be rejected and murdered by his own nation if he could save them from the guilt of such a deed. The question passed from one to another, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Both Jesus and John the Baptist had been represented as ignorant because they had not received training in the rabbinical schools. Those who heard them were astonished at their knowledge of the scriptures, but the God of heaven was their teacher. As Jesus spoke in the temple court, the people were held spellbound. The men most violent against him felt powerless to do him harm.